Good morning. Today we're going to talk about a couple of halachas as it relates to the end of Yom Kippur. So one is the minog, at least in Eretz Yisrael, of Nisias Kapayim, that we have the Kohanim Duchen in certain shuls, depending on the minhag, also in the Ilah. So that's going to be issue number one. And also we're going to talk about when should the shofar blast be blown at the end of Ne'ilah. Can that be done? Bein Hashmasos, do you have to wait until nighttime, the end of Yom Kippur, in order to blow the shofar? So when it pertains to the first issue of Nisias Kapayim, I remember when moving to Israel, and there was an issue or a discussion of, do you say Ne'ilah very quickly, or do you start Ne'ilah very early in order to not have to say it very quickly, but to get to the duchening of the Kohanim by Shkia in order for the Kohanim to duchen, because if you are going to wait and have the duchening after Shkia, in that instance, you're not going to allow to have the duchening. The Kohanim are not going to be able to duchen after sunset, and that will not be a possibility. You'll have to simply have the chazan say the birkas Kohanim without the Kohanim getting up and giving the bracha to the tzibur. And there are ramifications. At least one big ramification is the whole pacing of the ne'ilah. If the tzibur is attempting to have the Kohanim do the bracha birkas Kohanim that with the Nesias Kapayim, you have to really start Ne'ilah earlier, and you have to make sure you're going to get to the Duchening by Shkia, and after that, because that's really the end of Ne'ilah, you have after that, basically, Avinu Malkeinu, you have to stretch it out, because that's what's going to have to fill the time from Shkia, or the end of the Duchening, until the end of Yom Kippur. So that's going to be a question. It's going to throw the pacing very differently. It's going to be to throw it off effectively, because you're not going to be able to pace your davening in a normal way in some of the shuls, because Avinu Malkeinu then has to take a good 15 minutes or so. So they say each stanza out loud, slowly, chazan and then tzibur, not this few that we always do, but each of them, and slowly, and the pacing is quite different. So that's what we're going to talk about, the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So he says as follows, it's written, his view in the Halicha Shlomo, the inyan Nesias Kapayim betfilas Ne'ilah, when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, that's the Birkas Kohanim, said by the Kohanim, during Ne'ilah, towards or at the end of Yom Kippur, bidiavad, on a non-ideal level, vaday sheish lishmach al hashitas shad yud gimel dakos u'mechsa achar shkia dain yomhu. So if you're in a jam and it's still within 13 and a half minutes after shkia, after sunset, this is not ideal, but you would still be permitted to have the Kohanim duchen. So it doesn't have to be that it's by shkia or you can't have them duchen at all. It is even after Shkia, you should have paced better, but Mi'ikar Hadin, we paskin that based on the Shita, that right after sunset, it is still daytime. It's still considered daytime, and that would be based on a computation up until 13 and a half minutes after Shkia would be permitted to have the Kohanim Duchen. So that is the statement of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but ideally, you should pace it that you are going to get to the duchening before Shkia, before sunset. In fact, it says in the footnote here that in the yeshiva Kol Torah, where Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was the Rosh Yeshiva, they would say Ne'ilah, start Ne'ilah at Plaga Mincha very early in order to avoid this issue. It does say that there was a time that they were running pretty late, and in order to have the duchening come in before Shkia, apparently, they wanted to skip certain things, they wanted to skip the Avinu Malkeinu of Mincha. So we could, they were running late. It wasn't late up to Shkia yet, but they saw that Ne'ilah was going to be starting late and it would cause a problem. So they asked the Rosh Yeshiva of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that they could skip the Avinu Malkeinu of Mincha so that Ne'ilah could start earlier. And he said, absolutely not. We can't skip the Tefillah in order to expedite things. So on the other hand, very interesting. That's you can't skip things at the beginning, but also there was a time that they were running late at the end of the fast. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was very makbid as well that the fasting, that the tefillah should not run too late. You have to end the ilah on time. And there was a time that it was running late. And he said, we need to be mezaris. We need to pick up the pace here so that we end, because it would be a big tircha of the tzibur if they would be required to continue fasting later than necessary. So there we have it in a nutshell. We'll just add on a little bit to this. So we're saying that ideally, if the tzibur is going to duchen, they should plan the ne'ilah to start at a time that the duchening will wind up before shkia. If it did not wind up before shkia, they can bidiavad after the fact. If that's the situation, they can still have the Kohanim Duchen within 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, but not thereafter. However, he does say that you have to be very careful that if you're running late, do not skip things. Do not ruin the Kavana of Ni'ila. It's such an important tefillah that we're saying that would be more important than having the Kohanim Duchen. So even if it's going to run later than 13 and a half minutes, don't compromise on the quality of the davening and speed through things or skip things in order to do the duchening. The quality of the ne'ila is more important than having the duchening during the ne'ila. So that is vis-a-vis question number one. Question number two, much simpler when it comes to the blowing of the tkiya. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arvach, mi'ikar adin, you are permitted to blow the tkiya, the tkiyas, at the end of Yom Kippur, bein hashmashos, that's during twilight. In other words, you don't have to wait until tzeisa kachavim, you don't have to wait until it's absolutely nighttime in order to blow the shofar. Bein hashmashos would be sufficient. However, the preference is to wait, based on the Luach of Eretz Yisrael, you should wait until a minimum of 21 minutes have passed after sunset. So that is the time. If you finish davening 21 minutes after sunset, you can blow the shofar at that point. It should not be before that point. After that point, yes, that would be fine as well, no problem. It should not be before 21 minutes. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about throughout the world. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, a minimum of 20 minutes, 1 minute after sunset would be the time that you can blow the shofar, and that would be the end of Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.